Hi, this is Bob Emmons. I decided to do my Scudumpus sketch on an experience I had in Vietnam. Vietnam is kind of in the news right now because of the Burns documentary. But in November of 1969, I was serving in the 1st Infantry Division, and I was stationed in a place called Da Tiang, which is in the center of the Michelin rubber plantation, about 50 miles north-northwest of Saigon. Our job there was basically to protect the South Vietnamese civilians who worked in the plantation and harvested the rubber. Rubber was a big economic crop for the South Vietnamese government. So basically, we patrolled the plantation itself and also the jungle immediately around it. A couple of days before Thanksgiving in 69, we were on patrol in the jungle, and our squad was breaking a new squad leader, a new E5 buck sergeant who just come from the United States. I was carrying his radio and helping him out because I was pretty experienced at that time. I had been in the country for probably 9 months or so. We were walking down a trail in the jungle, and I, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a head pop up next to the trail, about probably 100 feet away, perhaps, and then it went down real quickly. I'm not the most observant of people. I could probably walk into a room now and there could be a unicorn in striped red pajamas and I wouldn't notice it. But back then, of course, powers of observation were pretty critical. So I yelled down and everyone started to drop, but this new sergeant who was directly in front of me kind of froze, so I pushed him out of the way behind a tree. And simultaneously, there was an explosion, and this Viet Cong had detonated a Claymore mine, a Chinese Communist Claymore mine, which had several hundred ball bearings, metal balls that were propelled by an explosion of C4 plastic explosive. One of these metal projectiles hit me right in the chest and took my breath away. And I went down backwards and I looked down at my chest, and there was a hole in my left breast pocket right over my heart. Well, the medic came over and ripped my shirt open, and amazingly, all I had was the beginning of a bruise. The metal ball had hit my the stock of my M16 rifle, which was plastic, went through it, then went through the receiver, the radio receiver, which is what we call a horn, went through the bottom piece of it, which was attached to a strap right by that same pocket. Inside of it there was a metal disc, and it twisted that disc and then went through five packs of Lucky Strike cigarettes and cracked a rib and stopped. Well, another soldier came over, one of my squad mates, and he was a interesting fella. He had been a car thief in Chicago and was given that choice by the judge, either, I guess, Joliet Penitentiary or enlist in the Army and go to Vietnam. Well, he said, look at that. Those cigarettes saved your life. Smoking saved your life. And another guy says, yeah, that was a lucky strike. Well, you can imagine this became quite annoying in time because I became known as the guy who his life was saved by smoking. But actually, it was a lucky strike because my lieutenant decided, because I'd had a number of close calls recently and I'd been more seriously wounded before, that His quote was, "I'd used up 8 of my 9 lives," and so he wanted to get me out of the field. So 3 weeks later, I was running a library in the base camp in Da Tiang. We were a library was located in an old Michelin family building. It was a French villa where the Michelin family rep lived before the war. And I had 3 Vietnamese women who worked for me. They did all the actual work, though there was not much work to be done at all. And I just kind of filled out some papers and escorted them down to the gate after work, and then picked them up in the morning and brought them to the building. It actually, I would never complain about it because it was awful nice being out of the field, being offline. But it was kind of a boring job. There wasn't a lot to do. And the books were singularly uninteresting. The Army, at that point in time, felt strongly that if a soldier had enough time to be going to a library, he should use that time productively. And so most of the books we had were actually vocational education type text, you know, job training books. And a lot of them were about auto mechanics. So for the lack of anything else to read, I read a number of them. And for a short period of time, I was probably one of the world's authorities on carburetors. Probably the only really interesting thing that happened when I was running the library was one night around 10 o'clock, there was a knock on the door. I opened it up, and there was a fellow there in a suit with wingtip shoes, and he had a London Fog-type overcoat on, and I knew he couldn't be a traveling salesman. I thought maybe at first he was a spook CIA, but he said, "Hi, I'm a representative of the Library of Congress, and I've come to inspect your library." So needless to say, I was a little surprised, and I thought, man. I said to him, "Boy, you must have really pissed somebody off to get sent over here." And he said, "No, that he was actually had volunteered." Well, you know, the Army definition of a volunteer is someone who obviously misheard the question. But he said, "No, he had wanted to come because he was going to get a jump in pay grade and it was going to really help his future with the Library of Congress." Anyway, a couple of months after that, I went home, and I'm happy to say that when I was married, 6 months later, my wife convinced me to stop smoking. So cigarettes may or may not have saved my life, but fortunately, they didn't have a chance to end it prematurely.